Beautiful. I want to invite some very special friends to come up and join me today because we're going to be presenting for you something a little bit different. It says in the bulletin that we're doing a musical presentation by In His Presence. And when we were asked to do a special concert for our homecoming this year, we were toying with a name for our group, and we thought of the Lynchburgians, but that didn't quite roll off the tongue as well, and we were trying to come up with a name for our group, and one song kept coming in my mind, what were we trying to do with this concert, and what were we trying to present for you today, and this song kept coming into my mind, because truly what we want to do is we want to take you to the presence of the throne of God. And so In His Presence came to mind. And so today we want you to join us as we come before the presence of the throne of our Father. And so we came up with the name In His Presence.
In the quiet of this hour, as we kneel before you now, I believe your promise to be faithful.
I don't always understand what your perfect will demands,
but I learn to trust you more in your presence, Lord.
In your presence, in your presence.
For those of you who don't know us, my name is Krista Crittenden, and this is my beautiful daughter, Jenna, and my beautiful friend, Nadine Brees. I have had the privilege of singing with both of these ladies for a very long time. I got to start singing with my daughter when she was just a little one, and I got to start singing with Nadine now for about, 10 years?
Something like that.
Something like that. So this is a concert that's been at least 10 years in the making. And this has been such a wonderful privilege. But one of the things that we've had a lot of changes going on this year, and not just in our lives personally, but in this world around us. We've alluded to a lot of things today that both politically and just the world in general is a mess. But God is greater than any mess we can make. Amen. In fact, Mark 11:23-24 tells us, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them." Folks, the fact of the matter is, miracles happen when you believe.
Miracles you can achieve when you believe in
is our only hope. He is our refuge. And we have absolutely nothing to fear. In fact, the spirit of prophecy tells us that we have nothing to fear for the future except that we forget how he has led us in the past. And we can find our truth in him. We can find our hiding place in him. God is our hiding place. And in fact, in Psalm 32:7, the Bible says, "Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." Selah. You know, just because he's our hiding place, though, doesn't guarantee us that we won't suffer in this world. Even Jesus experience suffering. The perfect Son of God. But even though we have to go through suffering in our hiding place, there can be moments of beauty and peace when we hide with him. Jesus would often be found in his special place in the garden with his Father. And we can find that special moment with him too. Early in the morning, late at night, anytime we need him, we can go to our garden and find our place of refuge in the garden of peace with our Lord.
I come to the garden alone.
He speaks and the sound of his voice.
joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
I love that song, and I love singing it with these two ladies. But you know, that time in the garden for Jesus came to an end, as it had to. Because Jesus didn't just come to spend time in the garden with his Father. He didn't just come to this earth to teach us how to worship God and how to live a perfect life. He had a purpose. His purpose was to die that we might live. He was to be a perfect sacrifice. And so as he spent time in that garden, the Bible tells us that he sweat great drops of blood as he prepared for his ultimate purpose, to be our sacrifice. And the blood that he shed for us prepared a way for us to be able to come home at last.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley, the blood that gives me strength from day.
What is our response to the grace that God has given us through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ? When we are yet sinners, he died for us. What amazing grace he has given us.
Once was lost.
Yes, it's only by God's grace that we are here, and we know that He will be with us forever and for always. Whenever this life is over, we have nothing to fear as long as we trust in Him. So what should we do with the grace that we have been given? Romans 6:16 through 18 tells us, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which ye were delivered from. Being then made free from sin, ye became servants unto righteousness." Therefore, it is our prayer that once we have been made free from sin, we will follow God and be made into life, into righteousness.
To a place, guide us. us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be saved.
As we bring this concert to a close, I was wondering what to do to end this concert with, and I was thinking about what song to end it with, and I don't know if I'm going to get through. I'm gonna pull a Matt here for a minute. Hopefully I'm going to get through this without crying, but I was thinking what I was going to do to end this concert with, and this is probably one of the last times I'm going to get to sing with these two ladies, because my baby's going off to academy. And Nadine will probably be leaving us soon to go off to New Mexico. And the Lord put in my head, remember me. And the truth is that no matter how far apart we get in this life, He always brings us back together, be it on this earth or in heaven. We always come home. Told you I wasn't going to look at you, Carmen. Remember me.
In a Bible cracked and faded by the years. Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayer. And age to age and heart to heart, bound by grace. Remember me.
Bow your heads with me. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that our worship today has been in your eyes acceptable. I pray that all the glory and honor has gone to you. Father, we love you with all of our hearts. And we cannot thank you enough for the sacrifices that you have made for us. That you would even consider us the speck of dirt that we are. And yet you formed us in our mother's wombs. And you remembered us when we were nothing. When we were less than nothing. And not only remembered us, but you saved us by sacrificing your own son. Truly, we are not worthy of your love. And yet, by some miracle, you gave it anyway. Oh God, let us live lives worthy of that love every day. Give us the strength and the wisdom and the ability, some measure of grace, to shine your light and your love to others all around us each day. These things we ask in your holy, blessed name. Amen.